Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Hung. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley, inviting you to come on in, sit right down, take your shoes off, because we have another great guest today here on Meet the People of MCB.
You bet. So happy to have Shirley Ritter with us this morning here on Meet the People of MCB. Shirley is from Joplin, Missouri, and we welcome you, Shirley. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well down there in Joplin.
Doing fine. Where are you located? In Missouri, up in Jeff City?
No, I'm in a little town called St. Clair, about 50 miles southwest of St. Louis on I-44. And Chip is down in Joplin along with you. So just take a rock and throw it at him there, Shirley. we always like to start off talking about your vision. So are you totally blind? Are you low vision? How did you lose your sight? Just tell us what you can about that.
I have macular degeneration is how I lost my sight, and I lost it about 21 years ago. And it has progressively got worse as the years have gone by. You know how that is.
Yep, sure do. Now, have you been a member of is it a Joplin Service Club is where you're at down there?
Yes, I am. The Joplin Association for the Blind, been a member of that, and the Service Club for the people who are blind that are members there.
Okay.
And when you join the Association for the Blind here in Joplin, you're automatically a member of the Missouri Council of the Blind.
Right.
And the dues that you pay to belong down here, part of it goes to Missouri Council. So you're automatic. And I used to love to go to their
the camp, summer camp.
Well, I did love to go to that, but I also love to go to the
convention.
The conventions were wonderful. Oh, yeah. Yes, I really missed them.
Now, are you an officer in your affiliate down there?
Well, yes. I sit on the board of the Joplin Association for the Blind.
Uh-huh.
And I'm their PR person.
Okay, great. I always like to turn it over to Chip. He yells at me if I don't give him fair access. Go ahead, Chip.
Yeah, Shirley, before we begin the interview today, I ask you a little bit about your work history. And so why don't you share with people some of the different kind of things that you've done over the years?
Well, I lived up in northern Indiana for a long time, up in Valparaiso, Indiana. And that's where I raised my children. And I worked in a restaurant there for 10 years. I was manager of a 200-seat capacity restaurant. And then I came down here in the South, and I went to work for a publishing firm over in Independence, Kansas. And I worked there for 10 years. And I've just always stayed busy, you know. I had three children. They kept getting hungry all the time. You know how it is.
Well, tell us a little bit about, why don't you tell us a little bit about your family? You mentioned you have three children. Are they still around the area? Do you get a chance to see them much?
My two oldest children were born 13 months apart, and I lost them 15 months apart, one to lung cancer and one to heart disease. And so I have one child left, and she lives in Georgia.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear about the two losses. I'm sure that was very difficult for you, very painful for you. So I do express
I don't know that there's a greater pain in the world than losing one of your children.
Yes. Yes, I understand. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've never lost a child, but our heart does go out to you, Shirley. And I know you mentioned looking forward every year to the convention and the summer camp. You're really active at the MCB summer camp every year, weren't you?
For a long time, I was, yes.
Now, somebody said you were one of the Golden Girls. Is that right?
That's right. That was, Penny Elim and Thelma Yost and myself and a lady from Hawaii whose last name was Long, and I can't remember her first name now. Anyhow, we all would room together, and the Harwells, Robert and Nancy Harwell, used to take the big front room and stay with us, and we had such a good time in there.
Yeah.
We'd laugh and be up until 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning all the time, you know.
Well,
old people, that's pretty late, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty late for me. Well, I guess I am an old person. So, but anyway, I know you participate in a lot of the activities with MCB, including the summer camp and the convention. And have you ever served on the board of the Missouri Council of the Blind?
I did. As the representative from Joplin, I did years ago.
Uh-huh. We'd like to have you back on. Maybe you could do that sometime. So
maybe I could.
Yeah, you're still.
I don't know. Jim Murray has done such an outstanding job.
Yeah, he sure has. Yes, yeah. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
He's just done a fantastic job, much better than I feel I could do.
Shirley, I know that down there at the Joplin Association for the Blind, was it last Thursday? I think it was. They had the chili and everything and. And then they have the spaghetti and things, I think, in April. Why don't you share with us about, those two events? And I know it's been really successful for the Joplin Association and the Joplin Service Club. So, because I know a lot of, I guess the last couple of years, you've had people just simply drive by because of due to the pandemic and COVID.
Yeah, just this year, this last week was the first time we tried to do that. But we didn't have a silent auction table, which is one of our better money makers, and we didn't have any nuts that we were selling, so we didn't make a lot of money, but we made a little bit. Every little bit counts, you know.
And you do a picnic too, don't you, in the summertime at some point in time?
Oh yeah, yes we do, but that's with the United Way, and usually we go out into the park and we just have a really good time. We cook hot dogs and they all come and serve us.
And I know too, Shirley, you've held several different positions, as we've mentioned, in the Joplin Service Club. You said that you were currently public relations. How's that doing, working for you? You enjoying doing that?
Well, I haven't had a great deal of success right now because, you know, like we said, there's not much. We can't advertise and we can't have people come into the blind center anymore because of the virus. And that virus has just changed the face of America so much, hasn't it?
Sure has. I mean,
it's just incredible.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and because of that, we haven't been able to have big meetings inside like we used to do. So, but I guess we're getting by, you know, and the service club has a little money. We're not going to starve to death this year.
Shirley, used to Joplin Service Club was one of the largest affiliates in Missouri Council of the Blind. Do you know about how many members you have in there now?
I think we're running somewhere between 50 and 60 right now.
Yeah, that's still one of the larger affiliates. That's great. So who is your president down there right now?
Jim Smith has been our president through the last 3 years. He's just going to finish out this next year. We'll finish out his terms, and then we'll have to get a new president.
Okay.
And Shirley, now I want you to be honest with us. Now, the scuttlebutt is that you may be thinking about running for president again of your affiliate.
I would love it.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That'd really be great.
I love that service club and those blind people, and I would be happy to serve any way I can.
Yeah.
Well, good. I hope you do that, and I wish you success in your effort there. Running for president, you'd be a good one. You sure would. So, Chip, you started to say something.
Yeah, and Shirley,
a couple of times. Yeah.
And Shirley, actually, how long have you been a member of either the Joplin Service Club and the Missouri Council of the Blind?
I lost my eyesight 21 years ago, and my daughter saw to it that I came to Joplin right away and got involved with the Blind Center. She had adopted a little boy who was blind, and so she felt like she was connected to the Blind Center, and she wanted to find me a place there too. And so the first Tuesday I was in town, they came and picked me up and took me out to lunch, you know. So, and I just right away I got involved in the Blind Center.
That's great. And over the 21 years that you've been a member, is there anything that really stands out in your mind, something significant, any changes that maybe that has taken place that you can kind of reflect on?
The camaraderie at the Blind Center is incredible. Everybody loves everybody else. There's very little fussing or never. I don't know that I've ever heard a really good fight down there. They just don't argue and fuss much. Anyhow, and we all love one another. We do about anything for one another, I think.
Yeah.
Sing songs about, you know, the camaraderie that we enjoy. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah. And I know, you know, before the pandemic hit, COVID hit, you guys were really pretty active, you know, here in the community in Joplin, because I know you guys would go out to the mall. You did a White Cane walk out there, and you've done a number of different things like that. So you guys have really been active in the community.
Yes, we have.
Now, do you all meet once a week, once a month?
On Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Wow. At lunch.
That's great. It gives everybody something to do on Tuesday and get out and get a good meal and enjoy.
So I think so. Yeah. So many of our members don't get around much during the week. And I think it's good for them to get out of the house and come down to the Blind Center once a week.
Sure.
And we sing and we have a prayer list and we pray and we have a wonderful cook.
Oh, good.
Marge O'Brien cooks for us, and she's just wonderful.
Do y'all
Rob drives the bus, and he, you know, they're just a great couple.
Yeah, just going to ask you if you provided transportation, but I think you answered that with Rob.
We do.
Yeah,
we do.
I know, too, Shirley, you guys have lost some members that I know that were very close to you. I mean, I can recall a number of different ones. Is there any one member that you were really close to, that meant a lot to you, that helped you in any way that you would like
to
share?
I would have to point to the Harwells. They were fantastic people. Both of them were school teachers. Both of them did a remarkable job of presenting the blind people in a good way.
Yeah.
And they were just wonderful. And I loved them very much. And I really missed them very much.
Yeah. Is there anything, Shirley, that I told you I was going to ask you this before we begin the interview? What kind of things does Shirley Ritter like to do that when you're not doing organizational type things, you're not doing PR, you're not going to the Joplin Service Club, you're at your residence there, or maybe when you do get out, have that opportunity. But what is it that really that you enjoy doing that occupies your time?
Well, I've always been an avid reader, and I get books from Jefferson City Wolfner Library to enable me to read books. You know, I can listen to them. I don't read them anymore. Please excuse my cough.
Sure. That's okay. We understand. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyhow, I love to listen to the books and I get great enjoyment from that. I don't know if you're aware of their function of Wolfner Library. They send books on tape to blind people, and so we can keep up with our reading and keep up with all the books that are coming out, you know, currently.
Is there a particular topic or author that you like?
Well, I just read a book about a 19-year-old boy that went blind. He was a junior in Columbia University when he lost his eyesight, and his battle to get back up on his feet was remarkable. It made me feel like I had failed a little bit in my struggle to get back up on my feet.
Charlie, do you have someone that comes in and helps you, an attendant or somebody like that?
Yes, I do.
So you have a caregiver that can come in two or three times a week and assist you with. Yeah. Well, that's great. Yes, that's really great. Yeah.
It surely is.
Is there something about Shirley Ritter that probably not too many people know about? I know this is Chip's question that he likes to ask at the end, but we'll just fill in the gap here. Is there something about Shirley Ritter that that a lot of people don't know about that you'd like to share?
What? No, is there something about Chip Haley that he'd like to tell us about that nobody knows?
Well, hey, Shirley, I say, well, if you don't have anything, Denny and I can make something up. We can start a rumor. That's all right.
Oh, go ahead. Have a good time with it, Chip. Don't let me interfere with your fun.
I know too, Shirley, you, and I don't mean to offend you, but if you, do you have some other type disabilities besides your blindness, is that correct?
I always say I'm blind, crippled, and crazy, yeah. I'm in a wheelchair all the time now.
Yeah.
So if somebody is in the Joplin area and would like to go to the Joplin Association, is there a way to contact them? Do you know, or...
May I give you the phone number to call, and then we can make arrangements for your transportation?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, yes.
Okay, the number at the Blind Center is 623-5721, and we would be delighted to have anyone who would like help. We used to have support meetings all the time. Those were wonderful, and I think we'll be starting those again pretty soon.
So that's area code 417-623-5721?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right.
And I know too, Shirley, there's been a time or two when the Statewide Rehabilitation Council would come to Joplin and would meet there at the Joplin Association for the Blind. And Yes. You guys, I got to really commend the Joplin Service Club, because you guys always had one of the greatest attendance across the state. I mean, even a greater attendance than those in some of the larger areas, communities. And I mean, I recall going to those meetings with the Statewide Rehabilitation Council meeting, and it was nothing to have 50, 60 people there.
Well, I think we've lost a few to death. We haven't lost people to the virus, though. We've been very careful with that. We didn't meet for a long time because we didn't want to spread the virus. Anyhow.
How long has the Joplin Association been there? I know at one time they were at, 23rd and Pearl, something like that?
They were over there. Yeah, they rented a place, and then they built this building that we're in now.
Yeah, and it's a nice building.
Anyhow.
Nice building, nice location.
Well, Stephanie got her job with the association as the executive director 34 years ago, and she's still at it, so... And it's longer than that. I think it's like 80-some years old. I'm sorry, I do not know the exact number, but that's what I believe.
Yeah. Well, Shirley, is there anything you would like to share with the people that are listening to this before we close this out? Anything, final words you'd like to say?
Well, come on down and let us try to help you with your... I have a funny story. One of the more... small difficult things that we learn to do when we're blind is putting toothpaste on a toothbrush. Yeah. You hold it by your finger and you spread the toothpaste, and when you take the brush away, the toothpaste is on your finger or the cabinet or somewhere, but it's not on your brush. And we had a new member at our support group, and I said, have you solved the problem with the toothpaste getting on your brush yet? And he said, oh yeah. He said, I gave that up. He said, I just stick the tube in my mouth and squeeze it.
Yeah.
We get all kinds of good ideas like that.
You bet. Yeah. So, okay. Chip, any final question?
No, but Shirley, you've just really been a delight to have on here today. We've been wanting to get you on, and we just so much appreciate your consenting and making this time available. So we certainly hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
And, I certainly plan to. I'm going down to the Blind Center when I get done here.
Yeah. So you give my best to everybody down there. So I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley. And folks, if you have somebody that you would like for us to interview here on Meet the People of MCB, be sure and give me a call at 636-428-1500, or call Chip Haley at
417-540-9703.
Until the next time, God bless you, and make sure you listen again. You might even hear yourself on here. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.